So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we hear this first reading from Job, and then we hear from St. Paul, and finally from Mark. I don't know if you've ever read the book of Job. I highly recommend that you spend time praying with the book of Job, because it really is a wonderful wonderful book. It's not so Job was not a historical person. The book of Job was written because it was attempting to explain the meaning of suffering. Why do people suffer? If God is good and God creates and God is wonderful, why does God allow suffering? So Job was not an actual person. But the story of Job still has a lot to teach us about who we are and who God is, and the role of suffering, the role that suffering plays in the world. And I know that many times let's all be honest, I don't think there's anybody in here that likes suffering. I think that that's easy to say, and I think it's easy to say we would like to get rid of all suffering so that life wasn't hard. But my dear brothers and sisters, as you read the book of Job, really we see this deep explanation of what is suffering, what is the role of suffering, and what is God's role. And you know, we come to the end of the book of Job, and Job has his friend who tries to explain to him why he suffers, and he doesn't accept any of that. But Job kind of begins to complain about how can things be so hard? Why does this have to be so difficult? And I always love the last chapters of Job, because the last chapter of Job, God appears and he kind of puts Job in his place, which is, I think, something that all of us need every once in a while, which is to be put in our place, especially in our relationship with God, because I think that we get carried away sometimes in trying to tell God how he should be and what he should do and how he should do it, that we forget that we are the creatures in front of the Creator. God will appear to Job and will explain to him in a beautiful way. He will say to Job, "Job, all of this complaining that you're doing, all of this moaning and groaning that you're doing," he says, "where were you?" This is exactly how he says it. He says, "Where were you when I created the stars? Where were you when I created the trees? Where were you?" In other words, who do you think you are? Remember who you are. Remember that I have a bigger plan than you can ever imagine. And that's what it means for God to put us in our place sometimes, is for us to be reminded. And so suffering, in a sense, suffering is a help, because it shows us that we are in the need of God. It shows us that we don't have the answer to everything, that God has a bigger and better plan, even for the hard things, even for the sufferings that we go through, that we don't understand them now, but maybe in 20 years, those sufferings, those hardships, will bear much fruit, will produce much life. And so Job is always a good reminder of, let's not get carried away with ourselves and with who we are, and let's remember that God has created us for a plan that is bigger than us. That doesn't make suffering easy. That doesn't make suffering fun. That doesn't make suffering something we go, "Please, Lord, give it to me." No. But it does help us to put suffering into perspective and to understand that there is something bigger than us. But my dear brothers and sisters, as we heard today from St. Paul, and he says it beautifully because he begins to speak about the gospel. He says, woe to me if I do not proclaim the evangelium, that is the good news. What was, if you read all of the letters of St. Paul, you see that God sent Paul on a mission. But it's interesting that God's mission for St. Paul was not an easy mission. If you see, St. Paul will go through many difficulties, many hardships. And in fact, in the letter to the Corinthians, he takes some time in the towards the end of the letter to explain exactly all of the different things he has been through. St. Paul has really been through it. He gets shipwrecked like 3 or 4 times. He's beaten 500 or 600 times. He's arrested. He's stoned. He kind of really goes through it. And why does he go through it? Because he is announcing a good news. He's announcing a gospel. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is very important for us to understand, is that this good news which has been proclaimed to us, and what is the good news? The good news is that God sent his Son to free us, and we've said this, from the power of sin and death, and to rescue us, to give us a new life, to call us to live a different way. This is what the gospel is. This is what St. Paul was willing to get stoned for, to be shipwrecked for, to give his life for, was to go throughout the world and to preach the good news, the truth of Jesus Christ. Now that, my dear brothers and sisters, is also something that we are called to remember, is that we have also heard the good news. But that gospel, this is why St. Paul says to me, woe to me if I do not announce the gospel. Woe to me if I do not say the truth. My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel, this good news that we have heard, that we are called to live by, is meant to be life-changing. And I don't know if we really fully understand this, because a lot of times we want to regulate the good news to being something that we hear that makes us feel good about ourselves. That is not the good news. The good news is not about feeling good about ourselves. That is why many times, and I spend a lot of time in prayer with this, as your pastor, as the priest, also with the deacons, it's hard to stand up here and preach, because to preach is to announce the gospel, is to announce the good news. It's to call us to live life differently than the world lives it. Now, the problem is that good news makes me and the deacons and very unpopular. Because a lot of times we don't want to hear the truth. A lot of times we let the world form us and tell us how to be Catholic in the world. But my dear brothers and sisters, this is not why Christ came. Christ did not come so that we conform ourselves to the way the world thinks. The way the world thinks is wrong. I'm sorry. There is no buttering it up. There is no wrapping it up. There is no putting a bow tie on it. There is no presenting it to you in a nice way. The way the world thinks is wrong. That's just how it is. And our mission as Christians, as men and women who have heard the good news, who have been rescued from the power of sin and death, is to then live like Christians who have been rescued from the powers of sin and death. In other words, to not live as the world lives, to not think as the world thinks, but to be different. St. Paul says, "Woe to me if I do not announce the gospel. Woe to me if I do not tell you the truth." And the truth got him in a lot of trouble. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to come to a deep understanding that the truth is going to get us into a lot of trouble. Living the truth in this world is going to make us seriously unpopular. It's going to make us to be ridiculed. It's going to make us to be despised. It's going to make us to live, to be, You know what I mean. When society doesn't want to take you into account, you know, I can't think of the word now. What? Rejected, thank you. It's going to make you be rejected. That is the truth. And that is why, woe to us, woe to me, woe to the deacons, woe to the priests, if we do not announce the gospel, if we do not tell you from this pulpit the truth. Our mission is never to make you walk out of this church feeling good about yourselves. It's not to make you feel bad about yourselves either, but that's not my mission. That's not our mission. I'm sorry. I would love for it. It would be a whole lot easier. My life would be a whole lot easier if my whole mission was to just make you walk out of this church feeling empowered. Oh, Lord, have mercy, would life be easier? I may even be liked more. Not our mission. Our mission is the mission of St. Paul. It is the mission of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, we hear in the gospel, he's doing many miracles, and the people want to keep him. And what does he say to his apostles? No, we have to go to other places. There are other places that need to hear the good news. And it will get Christ killed. My dear brothers and sisters, this is all to say, I know that many times we have to say many difficult things from this pulpit, but pray to God, I know that we always say the truth. It may not always be comfortable. I will tell you from our part, it's not always fun to have to be the one that God calls to be the bell ringer, but this is the mission God has given us. And to encourage us to live differently in the world. If we conform ourselves to this world, then my dear brothers and sisters, we should lock these doors and never come in this church again. The moment we conform ourselves to this world. But I pray, my prayer for you, my prayer for me, is that always we may always have the courage, to live the gospel in our, to live the truth of the gospel in our life, not the truth of the world. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that, like St. Paul, we may have the courage in front of the things, sufferings, good things, hard things, that we may always live the truth of the gospel in our lives.